The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Andy Brownell, along with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. It's Saturday morning again, and time to talk about real estate in southeastern Minnesota. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
I think we're finally on the cusp of real autumn, if you believe the forecast.
Yeah, I mean, it sure was a lovely week. There's no doubt about it. Feels a little bit chillier today, but still gorgeous by the looks of it.
Yeah, I think we're not talking about real cold weather either. We're just talking about more normal weather.
Right. Well, and we're not worrying about cleaning up our debris from the hurricanes.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank God.
We have power.
Out a lot worse than it could. Yeah, we have electricity. Yay. I think they say 3 million people are out of electricity or something like that in Florida.
Yeah, initially.
That's a lot. Initially it was like 1.5, and then it just kept going. You know, I mean, it kept going up because, I don't know. Whatever.
The story that caught me, too, we had all those evacuations, but then you had the workers, the utility workers and first responders and everybody else who has to stay put and try to shelter to be able to help people. And they put them up in temporary housing in that baseball field, and the roof
and then the roof torn off of it. Yeah. Wasn't that crazy?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. We're very fortunate. But I think things could have ended up a lot worse there. Easy for me to say. I'm not there having to deal with that disaster.
Yes.
But these people took heed to the warning of getting out. So I think a lot of lives were saved because of that. So that was good to see that and hear that.
And we have to worry about is making sure we disconnect our hoses.
Cooler temps. Exactly. Well, and you know what Scott said to me? He's like, well, maybe this cooler temps will get rid of these box elder bugs. I'm like, oh, we have some serious problems, don't we? But yes, you're right. Hoses, it is that time of year. If we don't watch it, all of a sudden, winter just sneaks up on us. That's the crazy part about Minnesota weather. We go from 80 degrees to 60 degrees to, now it's only 40 or 30-something overnight.
Or so it's 20.
Time to get those hoses off your house if you haven't done that already, because you don't want to leave them on and let them freeze.
From a person who's gone through that, that's a good reminder.
That's not me. That's Andy. Not me.
Yes. I'm
not.
As a new homeowner 30-some years ago, that was one of my first mistakes.
And you still haven't forgotten.
No, so yeah, I haven't.
It is. And another thing that I want to say out loud on air is, oh, my gosh, please, if you should not be up on a ladder cleaning out your gutters, don't be up on a ladder cleaning out your gutters. Seriously. I have a friend who has a dad who not only is in his 80s, he's also battling cancer, and he decided to climb up on his roof the other day to clean out the gutters. And I'm like, no, this is not a good plan, not a good idea. So those are things that we need to do to get ready for winter. But if you need to get up on a ladder and you shouldn't, then find somebody else to do that for you, please.
That's what happened to my father. He broke his hip doing it.
Did it really? Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
He wasn't all the way up, but he was high enough up. When he landed, he broke his hip.
Oh, bummer. Yeah.
Yeah.
They get set in their ways, and they don't want to, they're prideful, right? And they don't want to have to count on their kids or anybody else to help them, even though most of the times people would be happy to help if they ask.
Yeah.
So another thing that a lot of people do this time of the year, you know, people have like set times where they check all of their batteries, replace their batteries and their smoke alarms or smoke detectors, that kind of thing. And what people forget about is if you have a dead battery in your thermostat, even if your furnace is working perfectly, it won't turn on. So just make sure you got good batteries everywhere, especially in those carbon monoxide detectors and smoke alarms and of course, your thermostat. You'll need a battery.
You know, I'm pretty good about that, but I have not checked my thermostat lately. That's a good idea.
Yeah, you probably should. Absolutely. I mean,
good advice.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad it can help.
Well, the other thing, that this before it gets cold, this weekend would be a great weekend probably if you haven't caulked around the windows yet.
Exactly. It would be a great time to do that. And, you know, I don't know how people feel about this one, but I have been told it's not a good idea to leave your screens on your windows in the wintertime and that you should take them off. Now, I know it's a lot of work to do it, but apparently the condensation can get in there or the water and, you know, it kind of rots your windowsill. Now, if you have a vinyl windowsill, you're probably fine. But if you still have wooden windowsills, I would say take your screens off. Problem with me is I listened to that the very first year and I took them all off and I've never put it back on.
I know.
I have a few. I have a few like over my kitchen window and my bathrooms. But other than that, I never really have the windows open. So.
I know. There are certain windows in my home that I have never been opened.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Crazy, crazy. But air conditioning kind of spoils us a little bit, right?
A little bit. Yeah. Very much. Well,
we go from the furnace to the air conditioner. I noticed our neighbors had a fire burning in their fireplace last night. I'm like, oh my, it's already that time.
Yeah, I know where we're at is in a little bit of a valley in the city, and there was one night last week that it was 31 degrees on my thermometer in the backyard.
All right. Well, then I guess that warrants a fire. I haven't turned out yet, but I'm done all right.
Okay.
So you've probably been watching that the interest rates haven't dropped like everybody was expecting them to. Last week, the average was 6.08, and now this week, it's 6.12, so a slight little uptick. I mean, not really enough to mention. But the good news is, because we are those half, you know, glass half full people here, and the good news is that is still 1.5% less, 1.5% less than it was at this year, this time last year.
Okay, well, that's significant.
My words, yeah, yeah. So we're not looking at 7.5, and we're not looking at 8. We're looking at a little over 6. And boy, oh boy, traditionally, that's a great interest rate.
It is. So, historically, for sure. And
right.
The interest rates on mortgages are influenced by what the Fed does, but mostly they're benchmarked to the T-bills.
Correct.
So when the market does something with the T-bills that might run a little counter to the overall pressure, you can get these little slight variations.
Yep.
But still, ultimately, the pressure is for lower rates.
Yes, and I still believe we're going to see a downturn. I mean, it's just it didn't happen as fast and furious as everybody might have been hoping for. But in the meantime, things still keep moving along. We're getting more and more listings on the market, so more and more sellers are now confident about, okay, this is the time. I'm going to sell my house. I'm going to move on to whether it is that bigger house we had our eye on or the smaller house or going to the lake or moving out of state or whatever it is. But we're definitely seeing movement, and that's got to be the first piece, because if there's not inventory for buyers to sell, well, we're not going to see the huge increase in buyers if there's nothing out there for them to buy. So things are still moving in the right direction.
And that's a big change. Just last week, you were telling me there were over 300 homes listed.
Yeah.
In the latest market report, we haven't seen that number of homes listed in several years.
A long time. Yes, a long time. So it is nice, because what's happening is we have buyers that are able to really compare, you know, look at 6 or 8 or 10 houses and really compare which one is going to be best for them and which one's going to require the least amount of money up front or work to be done, or which one's going to be the most conveniently located to the kids' school or daycare or whatever it is. But the idea is they're going to have options, and options always make buyers happy. And also, because the houses aren't flying off the market, I mean, they're still selling relatively quickly. Like we talked about last week when we talked about the market report, average days of 41 or something like that. This is not a long time when we're talking about selling a house, right?
No.
It's not. So, but the bottom line is that people get nervous if their house hasn't sold. And so they're getting more motivated and they're willing to deal with buyers' requests. You know, buyers are saying, okay, great, I'll take it, but then you have to replace this or pay for that or give me money towards my closing costs or decrease your asking price or, you know, those kind of things. So there is definitely some room to negotiate for buyers in today's market for sure.
Okay, we'll take a quick break. Robin Gwaltney with Gwaltney Group Remax Results with us, as she always is on Saturday mornings at News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. On News Talk 1340 KROC AM 96.9 FM. As I often do, Robin, I sit and ponder things in my head when I have downtime. And I was thinking about the ramifications of Mayo Clinic's big expansion that is just beginning here.
Right.
And we're already, I think, feeling the impact of it because people are preparing for the economic effects of it, which will continue probably for another decade or more. I imagine that there are investors from around the world who are looking at Rochester at this point as an opportunity.
You know, you are totally in tune to what's going on because, I mean, I have been on the phone myself with different investors that have millions of dollars that they want to bring to Rochester and invest in Rochester. But this week, we actually had a luncheon out at the Rochester Golf and Country Club that was put on by Lennar Homes. I'm sure you've probably heard that name before.
Mm-hmm.
They're one of the national builders, like the biggest national builder. And this will be, this is new for Rochester. As far as I know, I mean, I've been in the business 25 years and we've never had anything like this coming our way where a national builder has come to town and bought up several lots in three different locations. They've bought lots out at Hadley Creek. They've bought lots in Essex Park, off Essex Parkway, behind my townhome project out there, from our same, you know, the same guy that we're working with. And they bought lots out at the Ponds, which, you know where that is, don't you, out by, what's the golf course over there? Northern Hills Golf Course.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So they bought lots and they are starting. They've started a model out at the Ponds and it's not what we're used to. I mean, the closest thing we've seen to this is when the big company came in from the cities and did Summerbee. And it's just not the model that we're used to in the Rochester market. And so they came to bring us information about it. But I have to say, I was a little surprised. I want to be careful with my words. I was a little disheartened when they were so excited about bringing in these starter homes, or so they called them. And they're starting at $511,000.
Wow.
I'm like, wow, that's high. But I mean, they're nice. They appear to be very nice houses from the videos that they showed us. And, you know, they're large. They're not small, but yikes. I think there's a bigger need for, gosh, if we could get 350 to 450, that would be lovely.
Yeah. When you mentioned the market report last week and that sweet spot continues to be that 3 to 500, not
not starting at 500, yeah. So, yeah, I'm a little bit worried. But, I mean, they do their research. They know what they're doing. They obviously are very aware of what Mayo has going on. But it'll be different. It'll be a different model of real estate. They'll have a model that'll always have their staff in it, and staff is their realtor. Now, I do want our listeners to understand that doesn't mean you can't work with your own realtor, because of course you can and will do that. But when you go into the model, they will supposedly, they say that they're going to ask you if you're working with a realtor. So clearly these days we don't have customers, we have clients, because we're putting our clients under contract with the new rules, right? As soon before we show them a property. So these people are at least after, you know, if we use a touring guide initially, it's going to be a touring agreement initially, it's going to be a right to represent within a couple of showings. So I just want, it'll be curious to see how it goes. They will be bringing in their own closing company and their own lender. And although they say that nobody has to use them, of course they don't. That's illegal to say that you have to use our lender or our closing company. They do say that there will be benefits to the buyers.
Sure.
And I had,
they can streamline the whole process, I imagine.
Yeah. I had a nice conversation with one of the reps after the presentation. And I just, you know, I'm not shy, as you all know. And I just voiced my concerns about the fact that what these national builders don't understand is even as Rochester grows, we are a really unique city because, yes, we might have some population that looks more like a big city, but our makeup is so much more like a small town. Like, we all know each other. We all see each other at all the events. We all know each other by name. You know, many of us have kids that know each other and have grown up together. And we still, when people come to Mayo Clinic, they're still hired by people who are still referring them to agents, recommending agents, whether it's an agent that has just, you know, had a relationship with their department or if it was their personal agent or a friend of theirs. But there's still a lot of that word of mouth and recommendations. It's not like a big city where people are just relying strictly on what it says on the internet. And mm-hmm. I don't think they understand that, because if you're not really a part of it, you don't really get it.
That's true. Yeah. I 100% agree with you on that. I know some people consider it to be, and this is, you know, almost a derogatory term, clicky, but it's not clicky. It's close-knit. Close-knit.
Right. Close-knit. I agree. And I feel like people care about each other, and that's why they do say, hey, if you're looking for a builder, make sure you use this guy because, you know, he really did well by us. He treated us so good, and he this and he that, or use her for your agent because, oh, my gosh, she did everything she said she was, and then some. So they – and then they take those recommendations, you know, very, very seriously. I recently was at a real estate conference, and the speaker was saying, you know, if you're sitting back waiting for recommendations and that's how you think you're going to get your business, it's not going to happen. And I thought to myself, I can promise you that 98% of my business is past clients or referrals. And that's a high, high, high number.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think I had to disagree with him respectfully. I didn't out loud, and just in my head, I thought, no, honestly, if you do it right, and you build that reputation and you really are who you say you are, you will get a lot of referral business, a lot of it. And I will attest to that.
That's the way I select who I do business with.
Exactly. And in this town, everybody, you know, works with people for years, right? I mean, a lot of people have the same coworkers for 20 plus years. They become family. They become extended members of the family. So they trust each other's recommendations. They've heard the stories of when we built our house, how everything went so well, or they also hear how everything didn't go so well. And oh my gosh, what was the name of that builder again? Because I don't want that nightmare. Right. So, I mean, we're very much a small town in that aspect.
We like it that way too.
I love it that way. Absolutely.
Bigger city, but feels like a small town.
Yes.
We have to take another break, Robin.
All right.
We'll be back in just a few seconds with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. It's News Talk 1340 KROC AM 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Saturday morning with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. And I always ask you this time of the program, Robin, about listings. Do you have any new or recent listings you can share?
Yes, I do. All right. So I have one that just hit the market yesterday. And as a matter of fact, there's an open house there this morning from 10:30 until 12. It won't be me because unfortunately I have to go to a funeral, but my son Brett will be there. Yeah, a friend of mine, brother died. Sad. But anyway, Brett will be there and that's at 1882 Cary Drive Northeast. So that's up in that Shannon Oaks Boulevard, you know, come in on Shannon Oaks Boulevard.
Yep.
Come down and around the corner. So it's a really nice neighborhood. It's a lot of kids in that neighborhood. You know, a lot of kids on their bikes going from house to house to house to house. So again, I think it's one of those close knit neighborhoods where the neighbors just hate to see the neighbors leave kind of deal. At least that's what I've heard from the neighbors regarding these kind folks.
My kind of neighborhood.
Yeah. Two story. We have a lot of them here too, don't we? It's a two story with four bedrooms and three baths. There are just about 2,500 square feet finished on the main and upper level. And then there is a lower level that has another 1,200 that could be finished. And it is a walkout lower level. Now, they have it kind of, I'm not going to say finished, but they have like electricity down there. And they've got some carpet remnants down there. And they've got their workout area and like a TV room for the kids. So they're using the unfinished space. And it's serving them well, especially when you have teenagers and you want some, you know, you guys go downstairs. So they have big, beautiful backyard. It was built in 2016 and it has just under a half an acre. And that one is $649.9 million. So a nice big two story.
And that unfinished space is great storage space.
And it's also a really good opportunity for the buyer to earn some equity in the home, right? Because you finish that lower level, and then when it comes time for you to go to sell it, not only will you have the increase in value just from the time you've owned it, but you'll also have it from the improvements that you've made.
So, yeah, square footage is square footage, right?
Exactly. I talked about this one last week because it had just hit the market, but I'm going to give it a shout out again. Because I have an amazing, and I do mean breathtaking, condo right on the Mississippi River, just a half a block from the National Eagle Center. Just walk out on that sidewalk in front of the National Eagle Center, and it's those big, beautiful condos on the water. Comes with two parking spaces and a slip in the dock.
Oh, nice.
Parked right out front. Yep. And it is big. It's over 2,000 square feet. It's one level, of course. It's up on the third floor. It has three bedrooms and three baths. But the glory is it's the corner unit. So it has windows on three sides. So it's very well lit. And the views are, oh, my goodness, just breathtaking. You've heard that $1 million view. Well, that means the condo's free because we're listed for $975,000 and the view's worth everything. They're getting this gorgeous 2,100 square feet of furnished, by the way. They'll sell it furnished turnkey with beautiful furnishings. So if you're looking for a weekend place on the river or if you're thinking it's time to retire to the river, please call me because you won't want to miss this opportunity. Beautiful place.
I saw a photo of the building that showed the slips and the dock and it looks really nice.
It is nice. So tell me when you're ready to move down there, Andy, because
gotta win that Powerball still, Robin.
All right. Well, good luck with that. All right. Then another one in Wabasha is up on the golf course. And this one is 207 Skyline Heights. And this one is five bedrooms plus an office. Plus four bathrooms, and it's 3,500 square feet. Okay.
Wow.
And yeah, it's big. And it has a three-car garage. It was built in 1995, but it's had some renovations, like the gas fireplaces in the lower level and the main were both recently redone. It's a beautiful place, just beautiful. And that one is 525, and it sits on 0.69 of an acre. So that's a beauty.
Yes.
Have a really nice side-by-side townhome up at 1176 Fox Hill Court. It's a four-bedroom, three-bath. Check this out. 3,789 square feet.
Wow, that's big.
I know, because it's a ranch style, but then a base, you know, lower level below it, walkout lower level, beautiful. Built in 2019, and that one is $829,900. It's pretty unique. I mean, everybody has probably seen these. Mark Hansen has built them for years, and he varies on the floor plan a little bit, but when you walk in, you can always tell right away that that's one of those, and they're all very, very popular. But this one, the lower level is almost like a second dwelling. It has a full kitchen down there, and she actually is a single gal who lived there, but she would house like interns that would come to Mayo for short times or something, and they could literally live in her lower level, and it was separate living. So really worked out well.
Well, if you have a college age kid,
yeah, it'd be perfect.
They could go down to RCTC and live in the basement.
True. Or parents that live with you that, really still need their independence, and they don't need to be 100% cared for, but it's convenient. And sometimes we have people who live here who have parents that live in another country that will come for months at a time.
Oh, yeah.
And perfect situation for that as well. So, yeah, that's a cool place. We have 3558 Jasper Court Northeast. Now, that one we've had on the market a couple of weeks, but we have received two offers, and hopefully by the end of this weekend we'll have that one sold. So that was $457,900. It was a three-bedroom, two-bath, pretty big split with a nice yard. So got that. And what else? 1817 First Avenue Southwest. Oh, we talked about that one. I cannot believe this house hasn't sold. Don't let the fact that it looks out at Broadway fool you, because, you know, it sits back behind, like, you know where Quick Trip is on Broadway?
Yep, I know the neighborhood very well.
Okay, so if you look at the house, you're thinking, oh, man, the front of the house looks out at the road. Well, they've remodeled this house. The windows are so good, you don't hear the road at all. And if you're in the kitchen, the windows in the kitchen look out at the backyard, and the backyard and the patio above the garage, because it's like a tuck under garage, but it's not under the house, it's just under the patio, look out at this gorgeously landscaped backyard. So if you are looking for a house in that mid threes, this one's $349,900, and I haven't seen anything that's as nice as this house. It's a four bed, two bath, 2,007 square feet, two-car garage. It was built in 1946, but has been completely redone. Really, really nice house. So that one is 1817 First Ave Southwest. So you want to check that one out. We have 1711 Kings Run Drive Northwest. This one is a lot of house for the money. Four beds, three baths, 3,000 square feet.
$399,900. Wow.
Yeah, great. It's a great deal. And then we have one last one I want to mention, and that's 5205 Castlewood Lane Northwest. So it's in that same neighborhood over there. You know where that neighborhood is, right?
I do, yes.
Yeah, okay, behind the funeral home over off 18th Avenue.
Yep.
Castlewood Lane is four beds, four baths, 2,700 square feet, and it's $449,900. So the first one, Kings Run, is a little less and a little more house. It's just not quite as private setting. So it just depends on what you're looking for. Anyway, yep. We've got a little something for everybody. And of course, those are Gwaltney Group listings, but we can help you with any listings that are in the MLS. That's the glory of being a member of the MLS. So we're here to help, no matter if you're looking to buy a house, one of our listings, or something that someone else has listed, or if you are considering putting your house on the market and want to learn more about what that looks like, what the expenses are, what you could sell your house for, how long is it going to take to sell it, all those things. We're always, eager and happy to come over and answer those questions for you. at no cost and no obligation, of course.
All right. So how do they reach you, Robin?
Well, I would say the best bet is call my cell phone, because anybody who knows me knows it's just glued right to my palm of my hand. I'm going to raise and I answer it unless I'm busy with somebody else, but I definitely will call you back. That number is 507-259-4926.
All right, Robin. You have a great rest of the weekend, and disconnect the hose from the house.
There you go.
Okay. You too. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Robin. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results on News Talk 1340, KROC AM at 96.